Okay, this is Inner City Press's first podcast for today, Friday, January 21st, 2022, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're covering more than 10 cases, but we just covered the sentencing of Igor Fruman. He was part of the Lev Parnas and Kukushkin case. They went to trial and lost. He pled guilty and today was sentenced. Now, his lawyer, Todd Blanche, began by dismissing the government, emphasizing his luxurious lifestyle and his three luxury vehicles. He said that, you know, the Porsche is driven by his son and the Caddy is really not that great and the Land Rover is driven by his wife. So there's that. Todd Blanche also said that the charity that they were put in their sentencing submission was not done to build up his reputation. It was done in Michigan and other places he hadn't been in a while. The government said this is, you know, undermines democracy. Judge Etkin said, it's not the Manchurian candidate, but they were trying to fund cannabis business using money from a foreign source. In any event, 1 year and one day. People sometimes ask about the day, and that actually is less than a year, because if you were sentenced to a year, you'd serve a year. If you get a year and a day, you're eligible for good time credit. If you act right, no disciplinary infractions, you'll get 54 days off. So in fact, it'll be more like 300 and whatever days. Todd Blanche asked that it be in Otisville, and Judge Etkin said he'll make that recommendation. And so it went. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, itself a sinkhole of corruption, InterCity Press put in a number of written questions. We're banned from entering the building by Antonio Guterres, more corrupt, I'll say, than Igor Fruman, a man who's hidden his links to Chinese bribery firms, but because of diplomatic immunity, can even conceal child rapes by peacekeepers. Today he held a press conference with hand-picked journalists, who asked him softball questions, including, ghoulishly, the two questions on Yemen were both about from the Saudi and UAE perspective, nothing about an airstrike, which has either, by the Saudi-UAE coalition, which has either killed or injured 200 people in a prison. Talk about a UN that's entirely corrupted. In any event, Guterres will soon be on his way to the Genocide Olympics in China, and we'll be covering that, but for now, this is it, Inner City Press, the 2-minute drill, Matthew Russell Lee, Maxima Maxwell on Amazon, to be continued.